So it's all boy wrestling coming up on Saturday. Richland Center High School action begins at 10 o'clock at the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse for the Super Regional. I'm Phil Nee for the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
KJ Cold Storage is a warehouse that is locally owned and operated, located in southwest Wisconsin, and is ready to take in and store products in need of refrigeration. KJ Cold Storage is committed to providing a safe, sanitary, and secure storage space. The 50,000 square foot refrigerated facility features 7,680 pallet positions ready to fill and three loading docks to keep drivers moving. Call 739-5085. KJ Cold Storage, all your needs for cold storage.
Bailey Paint and Decorating reminds you the perfect color should be enjoyed for years to come. Extraordinarily durable Benjamin Moore paint and exterior stain ensure just that. Bailey Paint and Benjamin Moore know getting the right product is the secret to success. Bailey Paint and Decorating ensures you'll have the right color and products and offers the best paint you can buy in Benjamin Moore paint products. Bailey Paint and Decorating, Court Street, downtown Richland Center, your Benjamin Moore headquarters.
Are you facing a money purchase plan rollover? Don't navigate it alone. At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our financial advisors specialize in guiding you through important financial decisions. To explore your rollover options and discuss potential tax implications, reach out to Capital Wealth Advisory Group today. Call 608-647-8842. You have questions, we've got answers.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 5, reputation. Pine Valley is a 5-star facility. It has served Richland County residents for over 140 years with exceptional care and now has a new facility to complement this great care. Reputation, one more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career.
Hi, this is Michelle with Wirtz Plumbing and Heating. Living in Wisconsin, you'll know that winter weather is no laughing matter. You may have put winter tires on your car. You may have pulled out your coats and gloves. But is your furnace prepared for what's to come? Wirtz Plumbing and Heating is here to make sure your equipment is ready for those cold days. Call our office for your annual maintenance on your heating equipment. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, 647-6345.
At halftime, Richland Center is in the lead. The score is 25-22 over Wazika Steuben. The Richland Center team is led by Liam Fingerson with 10. 3 points for Trayton Shep. Also down the roster, 2 for Jaden Shep and Tyler Woodman. And 4 apiece for Garrison Weiss and Wes Bosworth. The Hornets did not make a 3 in the first half, and they were 3 of 6 from the free throw line. For Wazika Steuben, Cooper Lummis with 11 points, 5 points for Lucius Cooley, 3 each for Cohen Redman and Theodore Millen. Just 1-3, that was from Theodore Millen, and the Hornets of Richland Center and Wazika Steuben did not either go to the free throw line very much. Free throws fairly even, both made 3 in the first half, Wazika Steuben 3 for 5. Foul trouble, 2 each for Garrison Weiss and Wes Bosworth of Richland Center, and 2 each for Brady Dosh as well. So 3 players with 2 fouls, and for Wazika Steuben, no player has more than 1. 25-22 the score here at halftime. Later this week, Richland Center will be at River Valley. We'll have the game on Thursday, and of course, we'll have regional wrestling on Saturday. Looking forward to that event as well, and lots of games coming up here in the next 2 or 3 weeks. 2 weeks from tonight, the WIAA girls basketball tournament will get underway. And we're 2 weeks away from the beginning of the state individual wrestling tournament. 25-22, Richland Center leads Wazika Steuben in tonight's non-conference boys basketball game here in Wazika, one of our favorite places to go. I've said that before, but this is a great community, and they really back their school, and they always have. Made a lot of friends here over the years. And unfortunately, sometimes we're just passing through on the way to Prairie du Chien. So I thought about it early tonight. It was nice to not pass through, to stop in and watch a game here tonight. 25-22, Richland Center in the lead. More coming up at halftime on WRCO and WRCO.com.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench. But when you visit the Shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be, on the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants. Just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At the Shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today at the Midwest's largest shoe store, the Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Hello, WRCO listeners. Let's love it up with Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe this Valentine's Day. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker. Express your love with our cupcake bouquets, love note sugar cookies, chocolate dipped strawberries, and many other sweet treats to fit that special day. Order early, online, at the store, or give us a call at 649-2253. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Richland Center invites you to explore, discover, enjoy. You'll find outdoor escapes, roads less traveled, timeless treasures, autumn's masterpiece, Dairyland Delights, fins and feathers, peaceful paddling, and more. The best place to start is RichlandCenterTourism.com. Richland Center, the birthplace of Frank Lloyd Wright, America's first designated Purple Heart City, home of the Wisconsin High School Rodeo Finals and more, is a Discover Wisconsin Choice Destination.
Simpson's Tractor and New Holland remind you being equipped for tomorrow starts today. There's a new world out there, a world that demands more from the land and those who grow, farm, and build on it. This new world calls for New Holland. Simpson's Tractor with sales, service, and rental can be just what you need to stay on track this year. Simpson Tractor has proudly served Richland Center and the surrounding area since 1920. Visit Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, your New Holland dealer, today. The old saying, the more things change, the more they stay the same, sure applies to the Phoenix Center. The bowling alley has been the go-to for good times and great food for generations in Richland County. It's where good friends become better friends and good times become awesome memories. From a delicious pizza to bowling to a conversation over your favorite drink. The Phoenix Center in Richland Center is the right choice every time. The Phoenix Center. Just call them at 649-7469.
RCO. 25-22, Richland Center. The Hornets in the lead over Wazika Steuben. Hornets come back with Brady Dosh, Wes Bosworth, Liam Fingerson, Garrison Weiss, and Jaden Shep. And for Wazika Steuben, they're back with Lucius Cooley, Alex Manning, Cohen Redman, Cooper Lummis, and Brett Wagner. Here we are, underway in the second half. Wazika Steuben with the basketball. Wagner takes it left side to Lucius Cooley. Air mails it back to the right side and Cohen Redman. And around the wheel it goes for Wazika Steuben. They look left, go low. Wagner in the corner and around the wheel. Good movement of the ball. Hornets putting pressure on the defenders of Richland Center trying to knock it away. Nothing. They'll skip it over to the corner. Will Wazika Steuben, 15-footer, good. There is Brett Wagner. And that makes it a one-point game, 25-24. Pass comes across the left side, Brady Dosh. Dosh now looking, nothing there, gives to Bosworth. Rips it back now to Jaden Shep. Shep with a basketball, nothing, fires it back to Brady Dosh. Out to meet it is Garrison Weiss. Dosh into Bosworth at the free throw line. Down deep baseline, Jaden Shep back to Dosh. Hornets, good movement of the ball. In front by one, down low, Garrison Weiss scores. Garrison has six, and the Hornets lead by three, 27-24. Both teams putting a number of passes out there before the shot. Kind of some old school ball tonight. Pass comes into the middle on a drive. There's Cooper Lummis. Dishes low. Blocked out of bounds by Liam Fingerson. So the ball will come back to Wazika Steuben. Similar names through the years here. Wagner's and Lummis and Cooley. Ball comes in play for the Wazika Steuben Hornets. Caught by Cohen Redman. There's another one. Redman driving, although that's kind of a Seneca name, I think, isn't it? At least from my past. Lummis on the left side. Nowhere to go now. Takes a long shot on the way. No good. Rebound pulled down by Garrison Weiss. Weiss up to Wes Bosworth. Hornets of Richland Center by three. Up ahead now to Weiss. Reverse lay-in goes. for Garrison. Garrison makes the move, and he's got eight. Richland Center by five, 29-24. And the ball stolen away by Wes Bosworth at midcourt up to Jaden Shep. Here he comes, lays it up, and that is good. Jaden Shep gets it done, and the Hornets go up by seven, their largest lead. Richland Center 31, and Wazika Steuben 24. Wazika Steuben takes it to the middle. Lucius Cooley fires it to the left side. Cooper Lummis. Cooper airmails it top of the circle. Wagner back to Lucius Cooley. Cooley nowhere to wander. Brings it back down to Cooper Lummis. 15:40 remaining in tonight's game at Wazika Steuben High School. In the corner, Lucius Cooley. Cross court knocked away. Stolen by Jaden Shep. Shep behind the back dribble brings it to the front court and will set it up. Airmails it to Brady Dosh. Brady on the near side swings it back to Jaden. Inside Fingerson throws low. That's Wes Bosworth. Wes drives, throws it into Fingerson into crowd. He is fouled and will go to the line. First foul of the half called on Wazika Steuben. And the foul is on number 20, Cohen Redmond. That's his first. At free throw line, Liam Fingerson, his first trip. First free throw is good. He has 11 points. Sophomore leading Richland Center tonight. And they now lead 32-24. Second free throw in the air, and that one is good. Liam makes them both. That makes it 33-24. Inbound pass, and the Hornets will weave it up on the far side. That's Cooper Lummis of Wazika Steuben Hornets. Alex Manning airmails it to the baseline. Lucius Cooley, 15-footer, short, gets his own miss, powers in and scores. Lucius Cooley now with seven. It's 33-26. Jaden Shep pushing the ball, brings it back to Brady Dosh. Down to the baseline, Fingerson inside Bosworth, lays it up, no good. Garrison Weiss put back good. Garrison Weiss with 14. And the Hornets back up by 9. Richland Center 35. Wazika Steuben 26. Wazika Steuben throws it to the baseline. Cut off by Weiss. Good defense. Full court by the Hornets. They get another steal. Up to Brady Dosh. Jaden Shep in the corner for 3. No good. Rebound Bosworth. Put back. No good. Rebound Wazika Steuben. Fred Wagner out to the half court line. Behind the back dribble. Pushes it. Crosses over, drives to the baseline, and a foul is called. So the Hornets of Richland Center commit their first foul, and kind of a costly one, the third on Wes Bosworth. Timeout taken by Wazika Steuben. Richland Center leading 35-26, 14-14. Remaining in tonight's game here on WRCO and WRCO.com.
For quality auto and light truck repair, it's Cornerstone Service. From maintenance like an oil change, brakes, or tires, to diagnostics for a complex issue, Cornerstone is ready to help. J.W. Ewing and the team invest in ongoing education and training to stay ahead of an ever-changing automotive industry. Cornerstone combines knowledge with the latest in diagnostic technology. Located on the Sextonville Road, Richland Center, Cornerstone Service is your source for honest, professional care every time. Call 649-2000.
Hey Bert, did you know it's your choice as a property owner to choose your title insurance company?
No, Holly, I didn't know that. How does that work?
As a property owner, you pay for any title insurance in a refinance or sale transaction on your property. So if refinancing or selling your home, please tell your lender or realtor to contact Southwest Title LLC at 608-647-8841 or stop in at 168 North Main Street for competitive rates on all your title needs.
We look forward to serving you.
35-26 the score. Richland Center in the lead. And Wazika Steuben will have the basketball first. Alex Manning brings it in play and Cooper Lummis with the ball. Lummis across the half-court line. Richland Center in a man-to-man defense. Has paid pretty good dividends for him. Fred Wagner, bouncy left side, Lucius Cooley. To the free throw line, Cooper Lummis. Hands off Lucius Cooley. Cooley free throw line right. And now fires it off to Alex Manning. Good D by the Hornets. Man-to-man. Manning driving low, and he is bumped and fouled by Brady Dosh. And for Brady, that will be foul number 3 as well. Tyler Woodman hustles into the ball game, and that will be for Wes Bosworth. Wes also with 3 fouls. 35-26, Richland Center. Wazika Steuben will fire it into the backcourt now. Alex Manning catches and will go on the attack from the near side, top of the key. Leaves it left side for Lucius Cooley. Drops it down low. Looking in is Cooper Lummis. Lummis around his defender. Down deep, puts the shoulder down, and now fires it up. It's in the lane, and it is good. Cooper Lummis had to work for that one against a taller Richland Center lineup. It is 35-28. Richland Center breaks the pressure. Tyler Woodman top of the wheel. Brady Dosh right side. Fingerson on the baseline. Back to Dosh. And now Woodman over to Shep. Down deep. Going to be caught there on a drive. And the shot by Garrison Weiss. No good. Rebound pulled down by Cooper Lummis. And the Wazika Steuben Hornets take it to the top of the circle. They look left. Nothing there. Back it goes to Lucius Cooley. Right side, Brett Wagner. Brett now gives it off to Alex Manning. Manning top of the circle. Goes left side, caught there by Cooley. Cooley nowhere to go. Throws it into the lane. That is Lummis. Lummis, couple of drives. Fires it to the baseline. Redmond back to Lummis. He is trapped. Nowhere to go. Throws it across the lane. Wagner now back to Cooley. Back to the corner. That's Manning. Good defense by the Richland Center team. Here's a drive. Eurostep low. Shot good by Lucius Cooley. That makes it a five-point game, 35-30. Wazika Steuben trails Richland Center. Here's Liam Fingerson. He's going to take it in, and tough shot is good. Liam Fingerson attacking the rim. He's got 16. 37-30, Richland Center. 12-13 remaining in area boys basketball tonight. Cooper Lummis walks it across half court for Wazika Steuben. Free throw line right, guarded by Woodman. Hornets remain in a man-to-man defense. Cohen Redmond just up to the baseline with the basketball. Back it goes to Wagner. Wagner, dribble drive, goes left, fires off to Manning. Manning, quick move into the lane. Nothing. Now Lucius Cooley just up to the baseline. Lucius hangs, fires it back to Cohen Redmond. Wazika Steuben within 7 points here in the second half. Bounce feed back to Cohen Redmond. Just up to the baseline, Manning. Manning, nothing to go. Drives down deep. Kicks it out to the corner. Three on the way, Wazika Steuben. Won't go for Lucius Cooley, and it's out of bounds. Last touch by Richland Center. Into the game for Wazika Steuben. Jonah Klima and Theodore Millen. Longtime coach from River Ridge, Jim Wagner. He was a coach here for a while. He's the coach at River Ridge, but I saw him earlier this year. And the first thing he said was, hey, you're an old Ithaca guy, right? Used to play, and he named off a bunch of my teammates. I'm like, man, you've got a good memory. For no, I was not real significant, and to remember that, and some of the guys I played with weren't very significant either, so that was impressive. Back the same year that I graduate, Klima with a 15-footer on the way, no good, tipped around Richland Center with the rebound. Nice job by Garrison Weiss. Up ahead now on the dribble drive is going to be number 42, Liam Fingerson, and he takes it home. Liam Fingerson having a night here tonight, taking it to the hoop. And Richland Center leads by 9, 39-30. 10:54 remaining. Cooper Lummis, right side, grabs it off there by Brett Wagner. There's a baseline jumper on the way, no good. Rebound by Garrison Weiss. And Weiss up ahead. Driving across the timeline, Woodman to the corner. Jaden Shep for three, got it. Jaden Shep with the Hornets of Richland Center first. Three-point basket, and their largest lead, 42-30. Wazika Steuben walks it across the timeline. Cooper Lummis to Klima. Klima back to Wagner. Out to meet the ball, Theodore Millen. Down to the baseline. Klima holds it. Now drives. Fires back to Wagner. There's a three on the way for Wazika Steuben. No good. Rebound Tyler Woodman at Richland Center. Tyler bringing it. They're bringing it over to Jaden Shep. Three from the corner is good. Jaden Shep feeling it with two in a row, and Richland Center has opened up a 15-point lead. 45-30, timeout Wazika Steuben. 9:53 remaining in area boys basketball from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Are you really getting the best collision repair service when insurance companies choose one for you? Your choice is simple. Choose Classic Auto Body in Spring Green. Don't let your insurance company fool you. You can choose the body shop for your repairs. With Classic Auto Body, you get twice the value. Nationally acclaimed quality at a reasonable body shop rate. Your choice is simple. Classic Auto Body, located on Highway 14, Spring Green. 588-7399. That's 588-7399. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers.
Are you ready for a dramatically improved experience with your next crown? WP Dental is excited to offer same-day dental restorations. As one of the first in the area to use this advanced technology, at WP Dental, you can have the same-day crowns with no plastic temporaries and no gooey impressions. Find out if same-day restoration is right for you. Call 647-3993 or visit WP Dental, 100 North Church Street, Richland Center.
What a great second half for Richland Center. They have outscored Wazika Steuben 20-8. And we have just less than 10 minutes remaining in the ball game. Wazika Steuben will put it in play. Theodore Millen meets the basketball along the sideline. Now will drive toward the baseline. Pulls up, double team. Kicks it back to Lucius Cooley. Over to Klima. Klima rolls it low. That's taken there by Lummis. Drives low. Shot no. Rebound put back. That is good. With a left-hand lay-in by Lucius Cooley, who's got 11. 45-32. Richland Center basketball. Shep with two threes recently. Jaden's got the basketball. Woodman over to Trayton Shep. Trayton just up to the baseline, back to Jaden, top of the circle. Freshman drives, kicks it over left side. Trayton Shep for three, no good. Rebound pulled down by Lucius Cooley. And a little mix-up in the backcourt, but Wazika Steuben able to hang the ball, and they're going to bring it across the timeline now. Driving to the right side, caught up by Cooper Lummis for three, on the rim, no good. Garrison Weiss with a rebound halfway through the second half. Richland Center by 13, and the ball, and they'll throw it away. It'll go back to Wazika Steuben. Coming in will be number 20, Cohen Redmond. Yeah, lots of stories from the old Wazika Gymnasium just across the parking lot here. It was just a tad smaller than the Ithaca Community Gym. When they put the three-point line in, I always wondered, they have to ask somebody to move their feet so you could shoot in the corners lots of times. Ball goes down to the corner. Tough shot on the way. No good. Redmond put back, no good. He's fouled, and he will go to the line. Cohen Redmond takes a look. I always recall the great teams coached by Don Bauer. I think he coached every sport here at one time. I think all in the same season. The only guys I ever knew that coached boys and girls basketball the same season. Free throw is on the way and no good. Rims off for Cohen Redmond. He's got 3 points tonight. Garrison Weiss comes out. Wes Bosworth checks back in. He's been out with three fouls, and Jaden Shipp comes in as well. Both Garrison and Jaden having big nights tonight. Free throw is up. No good, but rebounded by Wazika Steuben. Put back is good by Cooper Lummis. That makes it 45-34, Richland Center. And the Hornets with the basketball. Down to the baseline, Tyler Woodman. Tyler on a drive, cuts low, nothing. Now they leave him open. 15-footer is on the way and no good. Rebound pulled down by Wazika Steuben. I believe they stepped out of bounds. It will be Richland Center basketball. 8:17 to play in tonight's non-conference game. So the inbounder is Wes Bosworth. Brings it into Brady Dosh. Brady with the basketball. Top of the wheel. Now back to Woodman. Three from the corner. Rims off. Weak side rebound by Cooper Lummis. And the Hornets take it the other way. Cooper on the right wing, crossover dribble in the paint with the left hand, lays it up. No foul called. May have been before the shot, judging by the official's reaction there. Yep, that'll be the case. And quickly, it's on Wes Bosworth, his fourth. He'll come right back out, and replacing him will be Garrison Weiss. 45-34. Wazika Steuben puts it in play. Cohen Redmond. Now back to Lummis. Three on the way, and they got it. Cooper Lummis with his first triple tonight, and it's 45-37. Wazika Steuben starting to warm up again. Down to the corner. Woodman guarded closely by Lummis. Woodman throws it low, and there's Weiss. Shot on the way won't go. Gets his own miss. Reverse lay-in no good, and he's fouled. Garrison will go to the free throw line. Fouled by Wazika Steuben. That will be their second. 7:40 remaining in the game. Richland Center leading by 8. And Garrison Weiss with 8 points tonight goes to the line for the first time. This one in the air and good. Big free throw there. 46-37. Second free throw. Weiss with the shot. It is short. And the rebound pulled down by Wazika Steuben. Outlet pass comes, and they'll take it the other way. Driving is Lucius Cooley. 15-footer. Won't stay. Rebound. Nice shot by Cooley. Goes back in and scores. Boy, that was very good perseverance there by Lucius Cooley. Missed the shot, then got it in between taller Richland Center lineup. Brings his team within 7. Ball bopped out of bounds by Lucius Cooley at the other end now. 46-39. Richland Center with the basketball and a lead by 7. Back in is Jaden Sheff. So the Hornets were up 45-30. And now Wazika Steuben starting to sneak back in again. Inbound pass comes from Tyler Woodman. Caught now by Liam Fingerson. Liam in the lane creates a shot. It is up, no good. Tipped around. Ball rebounded by Wazika Steuben on the baseline. Taken there by Theodore Millen. 7:05 remaining. Lucius Cooley, free throw line. Hop step low. Kicks it out to the corner. Mitchell drives, gives it off to Millen. Theodore, nothing there. Mitchell, and then down to Cooley. Baseline, Redmond kicks it back to Cooley. Cooley, behind the glass, dishes. Redmond kicks it back out across the lane. Mitchell, left side, Manning, just up to the baseline. 6:45 to play, Wazika Steuben. Mitchell on a drive, and he leans in, gives it off to Redmond in the lane. Throws to the corner, traveling call. That'll give it back to Richland Center. Back into the lineup, Cooper Lummis. For Wazika Steuben, 46-39, Richland Center, 6:36 to go in the ballgame. Going out for Wazika Steuben is Lucius Cooley, who has been their leading scorer, has 13 points. Tyler Woodman across the half-court line for Richland Center. There it's caught by Fingerson. Back to Woodman, just off the free throw line right. Now left side Weiss, out and about, gives to Liam Fingerson, just up to the baseline. Liam. Now back for a reverse. Tyler Woodman on the right side. Now Jaden Sheff for 3. On the way. No good. And the rebound by Wazika Steuben. Cohen Redmond cradles it and fires it up to Cooper Lummis. Wazika Steuben with 6 minutes to go and a 7-point deficit. Down to the corner, Clint Mitchell. Clint, nowhere to go. Fires it back toward the free throw line taken by Cooper Lummis. Now Mitchell. Clint throws it low. There's Lummis on a drive. Head fake. Shot of the lane. And good. Cooper Lummis brings his team within 5. 46-41, timeout, Richland Center. 5:39 to play. Richland Center by 5, visiting Wazika tonight on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Inspired Innovations is much more than a salon. You'll find items from local vendors, including A&B Boutique Clothing, The Gift Corner from Robin's Nest, Paparazzi Jewelry, Signs by Inspired Creations, and unique offerings from local crafters. Plus, you can browse from Inspired Innovation Salon quality hair care and styling products from brands they trust. Stop in soon at Inspired Innovations, the corner of Highway 14 and County Highway JJ in Gotham, in the Log Building.
Wegner Auto Service, proud to be your hometown family-owned towing business. If it needs a tow, they can handle it no matter the size. You always receive professional 24-hour towing with reasonable rates from Wegner Auto Service. They do it all at Wegner Auto Body with qualified mechanics and auto body work as well. Remember, Wegner Towing and Auto, available 24/7. If you need it hauled, rely on the service you can trust from Wegner Auto. Call 647-3443.
In girls basketball tonight, Ithaca leading Wazika Steuben 22-16. Wazika Steuben girls have not been beaten in the conference this year, I don't believe. 46-41, Richland Center with the 5-point lead and the basketball. 5.5 to play. Tyler Woodman, top of the wheel, throws it over to Garrison, and now out into Liam Fingerson's hands. Back to Woodman. Woodman on a drive, hands off to Jaden Sheff. Sheff between the knees dribble. Wazika Steuben in a man-to-man defense. Liam Fingerson left wing, Garrison Weiss top of the circle, Woodman right side. Tyler backs up, hands off to Fingerson. Fingerson left wing, down to Dosh. Brady on a drive, throws it to the corner, and no one there. I think he saw Garrison, but Weiss was a little closer to him, and then it went to the corner and out of bounds. So a turnover puts it back in the hands of Wazika Steuben with 5 minutes remaining. 5-point lead for Richland Center. Coming down to the wire tonight. Ball comes across the timeline for Cooper Lummis. Right side, Lucius Cooley. Entry pass now. Driving low, Wazika Steuben. Nothing there. They'll kick it back. Wagner now to Cooley. Cooley to Millen. Theodore shoots a long three. It's short. And the rebound by Brady Dosh and the Hornets of Richland Center. Brady, number three at the point guard area, throws it off to Tyler Woodman. Tyler drives, free throw line left. Back to Brady. Down to the baseline, Jaden Shep. Shep lobs inside. Fingerson catches, finishes with a nice off the glass and down. Liam Fingerson having one of his best nights of the year tonight. 48-41 in favor of Richland Center. In the lane, there is a tough shot on the way. No good for Redmond and Cooley. And it's going to be rebounded now by Richland Center. Jaden Shep brings it the other way. Hornets by seven. Jaden stops for three on the way. No good. Rebound Wazika Steuben. And the Hornets of Richland Center back on the defense. Wazika Steuben on the O, trailing by seven. Top of the circle. Cooper Lummis goes left to Alex Manning. Manning checks the air of the ball, throws it to the baseline. Caught there by Lucius Cooley. Cooley backing in. Back to Manning in the corner. 3:40 to go. Manning hands off to Millen. Millen on the right wing. Throws it across the lane now to Alex Manning. Manning keeps the dribble drive. Now leaves the dribble. Fires it back out to the top. And Brett Wagner, 3:25 to play. Wazika Steuben's got to start getting in motion a little bit. They're going to get it off to Brett Wagner. Inside, they've got Cooley and Lummis, and he is fouled on the play. That'll be the fifth on Richland Center. And it is the fourth on Garrison Weiss. So Garrison and Bosworth each have four. Garrison's going to come out, and Wes Bosworth is in with four fouls. 3:16 to play, Wazika Steuben basketball. Under the basket, they're going to bring it into Wagner in the corner. Now it works its way around to the top of the wheel, held up by Cooper Lummis. Cooper off a drive, little light of day, down deep, lost the handle, picked up by the Hornets. Picked up by Jaden Shep. Shep weaving in and out of defense and now drives across the timeline. 3 minutes to go. Woodman on the left wing, 48-41, Richland Center. Bosworth to the baseline, caught by Jaden Shep. Around the wheel, Brady Dosh, left wing, and away from the ball, a whistle, and a foul is called. Is that Wes Bosworth? Wow. They're going to get Wes Bosworth with foul number five. With 2:47 to go, he will leave. Had a tough night tonight with fouls, and he will exit with 4 points and 2:47 to play. So that will get Garrison Weiss back into the game, who also has four fouls. 48-41, Richland Center, 2:44 to go. Brett Wagner across the timeline gives to Cooper Lummis. Left side, Cohen Redmond. Redmond on the wing, lobs it low, posting up. Cooper Lummis inside, tough shot, no good for Redmond, but he's fouled on the shot, and will go to the free throw line. Girls' final, Lafarge has defeated Seneca tonight, 62-32. Royal is up on Wonewoc Center, 44-8 at halftime tonight. At the free throw line, Wazika Steuben. Free throw is good. Cohen Redmond makes it a 48-42 ball game. Score had not changed for a while. 2:32 to play. Second free throw in the air, off the mark, and the rebound by Liam Fingerson. Liam out of Jaden Shep. Hornets by six. 2:25 to play. Woodman, Fingerson, deep baseline looking, and now fires it back to Jaden Shep. Shep in the lane, back to Fingerson. Hornets playing a little keep away. Don't necessarily have to be in a hurry for a shot. Garrison Weiss, low post. He will score. Nobody backed up, and he came in and scored from the down low post, and the Hornets lead by eight, 50-42. Here's a three by Wazika Steuben off the basket, and no good for Lucius Cooley. Rebound Richland Center. Jaden Shep up the sidelines. 1:52 to play. Wazika Steuben has only been called for two fouls in the half, so a long way to go to stop the clock, but they can be physical, and there is a foul, offensive foul called on Richland Center. They're going to call the Hornets for having the elbow out, and so it goes against Liam Fingerson. That will be his second. Ball comes in play, and Wazika Steuben, with a minute 40 to go and an 8-point deficit, works the ball to the corner. Lucius Cooley. Cooley around the defense. He's fouled on the shot and will go to the line. I think Garrison Weiss, if it's on him, may have just fouled out. Let's see. They are contemplating a number. No, it's actually going to be on Liam Fingerson, which is his third. So free throw for Lucius Cooley. The first one is good. That makes it a 7-point game, 50-43 with a minute 32. One more in the air, and that one is good as well for Lucius Cooley. 50-44, Wazika Steuben trails, Richland Center. Ball comes in play and knocked away. Nice hustle. Redmond got it off of the Hornets and out of bounds. Liam Fingerson at midcourt waiting for the basketball, and they knocked it off of him, they say, and a timeout taken by Richland Center. A minute 29 to play. Hornets trying to hang on for one on the road tonight. 50-44 on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Kluppi Grain Service is known for on-time transport of large quantities of grains or other crops. You can count on Kluppi Grain Service for a variety of innovative and customized hauling solutions. Call 608-604-5803. You work hard to plant and harvest on time, Jason will work just as hard to get your crops from the field to where they need to go. Kluppi Grain Service, it's the best choice. Call 608-604-5803.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires, to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
Lucius Cooley with a driving layup that won't stay, and it's out of the ball, and it looks out of bounds, but there's a foul called, and that's going to be on Cooley, which will be his second. Richland Center gets the ball back, leading by six. Ball comes into Brady Dosh. Dosh up to midcourt, fouled by Wazika Steuben. That will be their fourth, and that one is on Cooper Lummis, his second. So the clock now is wound down to a minute 14. Richland Center with the basketball and a 6-point lead. Wazika Steuben trying desperately to try and get that ball away. Woodman brings it in. Jaden Shep in the backcourt. Up near midcourt. Crosses center circle. Sees a little light of day. Dishes down low, and Fingerson's going to be called for being fouled there. He traveled, but he definitely was pushed. So they call it the way of Wazika Steuben. That'll be their fifth. And it is on Lucius Cooley, his third. A minute five, Hornets of Richland Center leading. Tyler Woodman inbounds underneath the basket. Brings it in to Jaden Shep. Shep driving low, and he's fouled. That's number six on Wazika Steuben. Trying to get those fouls total up there. Clock stops with a minute two. This one is on Brett Wagner. That's his first. Richland Center inbounds for the baseline. Tyler Woodman brings it in. Liam Fingerson in the corner. Liam on a dribble drive toward half court. Knocked away by Wazika Steuben. They get a steal. Redmond with a basketball, and there's a foul on Richland Center. Just exactly what the Hornets didn't want to do. Stops the clock and gives Wazika Steuben an opportunity at the other end. So the shooter will be number 20, Cohen Redmond. He is 2 of 4 tonight. Has 4 points. 50-44, Richland Center leading. 55 seconds. It's been a quick game tonight. At the free throw line, Redmond, first free throw is good. And it's a 5-point game, 50-45. They're a young team like the Hornets and trying to learn every night. Nothing comes easy. They're up by 15 at one point. This one on the way, and that one is no good. And the rebound by Garrison Weiss, and he is fouled. So the foul will be marked. And it's double bonus now, so the Hornets are guaranteed two free throws. The Richland Center end. Clock stops with 53 seconds to play. Foul is on Lucius Cooley. That's his fourth. At the free throw line, Garrison Weiss. Gary, one for two tonight. This one in the air, and that one is no good. Rebound, Liam Fingerson. Back up in the crowd. That one won't go. Rebound pulled down by Millen. And here go the Hornets of Wazika Steuben to the other end. Shuttled away for Lomas. No good. Tipped around. Rebound by Garrison Weiss. And the Hornets trapped in the backcourt, and a foul called with 37 seconds to play. Big board by Liam Fingerson, and that was Garrison Weiss again at the other end. Man, he has stepped up, and the fouler is number 23, Theodore Millen. That's his second. Hornets shooter will be Tyler Woodman. He's not shot free throws tonight, has a basket to his credit. Free throw in the air, and that one is good for Tyler. Clutch free throw here with 37 seconds to play. That takes it back to a six-point advantage, 51-45. Second free throw now for Tyler Woodman. In the air, that one is perfect. Clutch free throws here for the Hornets of Richland Center, up by seven. 52-45, Wazika Steuben with the ball. Lomas kicks it out, three on the way, won't go for Millen. Rebound Hornets, Fingerson to Schemp, and a foul called in the process. So that will be for Richland Center at the free throw line, number one, Jaden Schemp. 52-45, Richland Center in the lead with 27 seconds. This foul is on Theodore Millen, that's his third. Free throw for Jaden Schemp, his first attempt tonight. It's no good. Fingerson with another rebound. Put back. Good. And he's fouled. Big game tonight for Liam Fingerson. So count the bucket. He's got 22 points and goes to the free throw line. 54-45. Richland Center in the lead with 25 seconds remaining. And Liam Fingerson now trying to complete the three-point play. As I watch from the balcony and try not to be a distraction. This one in the air, and it's no good. Rebound pulled down by Lomas. And going the other way now, the Hornets of Wazika Steuben. Three on the way for Lomas. No good. Fought for rebound Garrison Weiss with 15 seconds, and he is fouled. Fouled by Nicholas Waltz of Wazika Steuben. That will be his second foul. Stops the clock with 15 seconds to play. The Hornets of Richland Center leading by nine. Now they built that lead back up. Boy, it was getting quite close. Down to 5 points not too long ago. Garrison Weiss at the line. Free throw number one is good. Garrison with 12 points tonight. And Richland Center leads at 55-45 with 15 seconds. Wazika Steuben bringing in Clint Mitchell, number two, and Jonah Kleeman, number 50. Weiss with a free throw. It is no good. The rebound pulled down by Wagner. And Richland Center is going to watch that one go the other way. This one goes out of bounds. Wazika Steuben gambling. They throw it a little long, and it goes out of bounds with 11 seconds. All in the final score now. Richland Center is going to get out of here with a win as the ball comes in to Brady Dosh. And he'll walk it up the sidelines. Met at midcourt with six. Back to Tyler Woodman just across the timeline with three. Woodman lobs it low, and Fingerson will hold it up and shoots at the end, and that'll do it here. That one goes in the books for Richland Center. Final score, 55-45. Richland Center gets the win against Wazika Steuben. Coming up next, the Jelinek Plumbing and Heating post-game show. You're listening to Area Boys Basketball coverage on WRCO and WRCO.com.
WCCU Credit Union is your one stop for your home.
Hello.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Welcome to the Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show here on WRCO. I'm Phil Nee. Good to have you along here for Area Boys Basketball and a win for Richland Center tonight, 55-45. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 24/7 service and a guarantee the job will be done right. The Hornets get the job done tonight, and Al Madison can go start the bus. The game is over in Waseca this evening. It's time for the Duncan turning point of the game, and we're going to go with Liam Fingerson, who had a rebound and was good on a putback basket to get his team up to, at that point, a 7-point lead with 25 seconds left. It went from a 5-point game to a 7-point game, and Fingerson with that putback and a basket for the Hornets with 25 seconds left. We're going with that as tonight's turning point of the game as the Hornets log one here on the road. A new way to run. Running has its rewards. Join Duncan Rewards as WRCO Sports spotlights the Duncan moment of the game. We'll be back with more on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Duncan Reward members can look forward to the fresh offers in the new year, including a $2 medium hot or iced coffee, limit one per member per day. Triple points when boosted members place an order through the mobile app on Wednesdays, and 100 bonus points for all members who place an order through the mobile app on Mondays. Those who aren't Duncan Rewards members can sign up for free on the Duncan app or by visiting DuncanRewards.com. Get a free medium beverage with your first purchase, so quick sign up and start earning free Duncan today. And remember, Richland Center runs on Duncan.
From buying your first car to enjoying your retirement, Rural Mutual Insurance agents are like family, and they are there for you every step of the way. With a full line of insurance products exclusively designed for Wisconsin, you can trust Rural Mutual to protect what matters most to you. Discounts are available for bundling home and auto. For a free quote, call Tony or Dana Doherty at 647-2972 or just stop by 177 East Mill Street, Richland Center.
WCCU Credit Union is your one stop for your home, your car, your checkbook, and all your other needs. For some of the best services, great rates, and low fees under one roof, come to WCCU Credit Union in Westby, Viroqua, Richland Center, Cashton, Reedsburg, Lake Delton, Baraboo, and Coon Valley. Or visit them online at WCCUCreditUnion.coop. Member NCUA.
Helping you feel.
Cowessin Bus Richland Center is currently seeking applicants for full-time daily school bus routes. Starting wage is $20.50 per hour. Paid training is available along with a $1,500 sign-on bonus. It's an excellent opportunity for college students, retirees, and stay-at-home parents. You can bring your kids to work with you. If you enjoy working with children and have a positive attitude, this is an excellent career for you. To apply, call 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cowessin Terminal off Highway 14 behind Center Lodge.
WRCO. Welcome back to the Gelenic Plumbing and Heating postgame show at WRCO. I'm Phil Mee. Some games tonight, including Ithaca leading Waseca Steuben 25-23 in girls basketball. Darlington up on Fenimore 14-10. And Lafarge Youth Initiative gets the win against Seneca in girls basketball, 62-32. Royal is up on Waniwak Center, 44-8 at half. Early start and an early finish for tonight's game here at Waseca Steuben. The win goes to Richland Center. They improve to 4-17. Waseca Steuben falls to 6-11 with the game here tonight. Richland Center is led by Liam Fingerson with 22, 12 for Garrison Weiss, 10 for Jaden Shep, 4 each for Tyler Woodman and Wes Bosworth, and 3 for Trayton Shep. For Waseca Steuben, they are led by Cooper Lummis with 20, 15 for Lucius Cooley, 5 for Cohen Redmond, 3 points scored by Theodore Millen, and 2 for Brett Wagner. A couple of threes for Waseca Steuben, 1 from Millen, 1 from Lummis, and 2 threes for Jaden Shep of Richland Center tonight. RC is 9 of 17 from the free throw line, and Waseca Steuben is 7 for 13. This one was a 25-22 ball game with Richland Center up at halftime. They built the lead to 45-30 before Waseca Steuben came back and got to within 6 at 48-42, and then they got within 5 when it was 50-45 with about a minute left. But Richland Center makes some key plays down the stretch to put this one in the win column. Coming up, a look ahead at what's up on down the road here for our sports coverage this week. We'll look at that when we return. More from Wazika on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Rock Solid Forming, your authorized Simons dealer on County X Blue River, family owned and operated since 1992, offers steel ply forms, ties, hardware, form release, concrete steelers, and a large rental fleet of steel ply for all of your concrete wall forming needs. Rock Solid Forming strives to be number one in getting it to you when you need it and believes that personal service makes the difference. Call 608-536-3700. Open 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Weekend calls will be answered if possible. Rock Solid Forming, great products and the best customer service. 536-3700.
Looking for a relaxing getaway not too far from home? You can find it at Alana Springs Campground in the beautiful hills of Richland County. Alana Springs offers daily, weekly, monthly, and seasonal rates. Need a great spot for an outdoor event? Alana Springs has a wonderful pavilion to rent for reunions, weddings, and other fun get-togethers. For more info, call Colleen at 647-2600 or see them on the web at alanaspringscampground.com. Get away from it all. Go camping.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment. Plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034.
Dirt, dust, grime. No matter what you call it or where you find it, the experts at Gander's Cleaning Service will take care of the dirty work for you. From residential to commercial, Gander's Cleaning Service offers one-time, weekly, or monthly cleaning services. Call Gander's Cleaning Service today at 647-4349 for a free estimate. And yes, they do windows, along with carpets, upholstery, construction cleanup, and general cleaning. For all of your cleaning needs, talk to the professionals at Gander's Cleaning Service, Richland Center, 647-4349.
WRCO. Richland Center boys get a win, 55-45 over Wazika Steuben tonight in a non-conference boys basketball game. For Richland Center, just three games remain in the regular season. They'll be at River Valley on Thursday night, and we'll be there for that one. They'll be at Prairie du Chien Friday night, February 16th, and they'll be home against Lancaster on Thursday, February 22nd. For Wazika Steuben, after tonight, they have a home game with Kickapoo on Thursday night, and then, by chance, a makeup game with Kickapoo on Monday night. So two in a row against the Kickapoo Panthers await Coach Oki and Wazika Steuben in the next couple of games. Again, a final tonight. Lafarge gets the win against Seneca in girls basketball 62-32. And at last word, Wazika Steuben was leading Ithaca 34-30 in girls basketball. Friday night, we look ahead toward a game in the SWAL between Boscobel and Riverdale in girls basketball. And Saturday, I'll be on hand with Henry Bray at Richland Center High School for regional wrestling. Not just any regional, a super regional, with wrestling to start at 10 o'clock on Saturday morning. Bill Twining, David Wermond will be at Mineral Point as well, with their wrestling getting underway in our coverage at 10 o'clock on Saturday morning, and then wrestling throughout the day as well. During our second weekend in February and the first with WIAA postseason opportunities on the line. Tonight's game engineered by Tim Feed, and we wish you all the best. We'll talk to you again real soon with more local sports. Thanks for your support. Once again, the final, it was a win, just a varsity game tonight. Wazika Steuben and Richland Center battling here in a non-conference game, and Richland Center wins by 10, 55-45. Good night, everyone. You've been listening to Area Boys Basketball from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Thanks for listening to local sports coverage from WRCO Radio in Richland Center. WRCO Radio has provided coverage of local sports since 1949 with the support of the community, giving credit to student athletes, schools, coaches, teachers, officials, trainers, parents, and fans for all the contributions it takes to make local sports successful. This broadcast has been a presentation of WRCO Radio Sports in Richland Center.
supposed to make a country boy sad. I should be in my recliner, whiskey typing up one-liners, crying, trying to get you back. Yeah, I know how that country song goes. I'm supposed to be hard, bro. All night, country done came to town. This town don't stand a chance. I holler at the ladies dancing like crazy. New Luke Casey's fresh up out the deer stand. Feeling this high wasn't part of my plan. Wasn't even gonna try, but I got a beer in my hand. The band's playing David Lee Murphy. Party crowd is party 30. Mercy, I'm feeling good. And I'm betting you're betting that I'm a wrecking you reckon. I call you up in a second and I would. But I got a beer in my hand and I got it raised up high. I ain't got it given my damn right. I can do this all night. Country done came to town. This town don't stand a chance. I holler at the ladies dancing like crazy. New Luke Casey's fresh up out the deer stand. Feeling this high wasn't part of my plan. Wasn't even gonna try, but I got a beer in my hand. I meant to miss you. Oops, my bad. I meant to be blue.
Concrete's the only place I'm getting stuck. I ain't on the farm no more, but on a stretch of sunny days I still catch myself looking up at the sky and praying for a little rain. No, I can't outrun these roots, even if I wanted to, 'cause they run. Back home part of me that can't help but see things a little different, like how there ain't no need to put a G on the end of hunting or fishing. And I still got granddaddy's Bible, his old rifle and his name, but I also got his poor little more coursing through my veins. No, I can't.
Yeah.
WRCO.